A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June the 8th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the June 10 by-elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Our preparations are fully backed by the party, and we are well known constituents wise. We realize that voting for an opposition will not make any difference in this country because we need to be connected to government for any development.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the June 10th by-elections.
Political parties contesting the June 10th by-elections are geared for the election and are optimistic of winning in constituencies where they've fielded some candidates.
But of course, the by-elections are being boycotted by the country's main opposition parties led by the Movement for Democratic Change, which is led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 1-202-619-2077. For those that are using WhatsApp, our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, so
unjalo void. Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tirauti tige tichitaura nezvesarudzo dzema by-elections dziriko musi wechitatu, musi wa 10 chikumi. Pane vakawanda vari kukwikwidza musarudzo idzodzi, vanosvika iwo zana nevana kana kuti 104 muma constituency gumi nemana kana kuti 14. Sarudzo idzi dziri kuuya mushure mekunge VMDC renewal team vadzingwa iwo mudare reparamende mushure mekunge dare repamusoro-soro rati iwo kubva zvavakati vanga vakuda kuumba bato ravo vanga vasiri nhengo dzeMDCT. Nekudaro pakabva paitwa sarudzo, asi veMDCT nevamwe neveMDC renewal vacho vari kuramba kupinda musarudzo vachiti vachapinda musarudzo chete kana zvinhu zviri kunetsa munyaya dzesarudzo zvagadziriswa. Asi pane mapato mamwe akaita sana NCA ana Transform Zimbabwe nemamwe ari kukwikwidzawo musarudzo idzodzi nevamwe vari kupinda musarudzo vakazvimirira gaps.
Yabombe zulukandaba lingalichona njani lapha khona khona ngapho ke thina ngapha isipili lesibili sike sithi xoxe khona ngapho ke makhaya sike sixoxeni phela ngodaba lokhetho lobuyayo siyakwazi ukhetho loluke lukhona ngolwesithathu sikhuluma nje kuthiwa eRungwe West khona ngale kulokugijimisa nokuthize abantu laba abasekela ke umnumzana uThemba Mliswa kukhanya begijinyiswa yilabo abasekelwa libandla leZANU PF kuzobuya ke njalo kulamabandla amaningi angena kukhetho lolu amabandla lawa singathi lokuqala iZANU PF kuzobuya iTransform Zimbabwe sokubuya ke iProgressive Democrats of Zimbabwe iNational Constitutional Assembly iFreedom Front Party kuzobuya imabambo kusile Dawn Party sokuzobuya ke iDemocratic Assembly for Restoration and Empowerment sikhuluma nje kule African Democratic Party njalo nje sokubuya ke iZapu phela iZimbabwe African People's Union kuzobuya leFree Zimbabwe Congress ngathi ke sokuphinda kusiba ke le Progressive and innovative lembona zanise inkambile kuti wanzi yahambelana progressive and innovative movement of Zimbabwe lapha maphathi manje sibe lokwamagama singakhohlwa phela labo abazimele bodwa okuthiwa ngama independent people blessing kwa yibo banengi njalo abanye bangkhona bayahlukuluzwa kuthiwa bangani basekelwa ngabanye abantu babekuzanu abaxotshwayo kambe ubona njani kuhamba njani futhi
Unguka hama zadiwa tuda kuti tinge tichitaura nevamwe vari kukwikwidza musarudzo idzodzi vachitiudza zvavari kuvimbisa ivo vanhu uye tuda kunzwawo kubva kwamuri kuti munoti kudiwo nedanho rakatorwa neMDCT nemamwe mapato vakaita sana MDC Renewal Team vari kutiwo havasi kuzopinda musarudzo idzodzi MDC zvakare inotungamirwa navawashman Ncube havana kupinda musarudzo vachiti pane zvimwe zvoda kuti zvitanga zvagadziriswa zvimwe zvirehwarehwa tira kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vateereri vedu kuti munoona sei nyaya yegibs
siyazama lapo kutinga bona pesikade sikhulume lapo kuti bangene ecingweni kuti sixoke sizwa kuthiwa ke incingo zingazane ziyala kancane kodwa singane sizabathola nje ngokwesikhatshana obuyayo xa sisikhangele ke blessing endaweni enjengehighfield silabantu abaningi sibili kakhulu abavela amaphathini atshiyeneyo kodwa umuntu waziwayo kakhulu ongena kulelo khetho ngumnumzana ke upsychology Mazibisa yena okuzanu PF kuzobuya ke labanye abasanda ukuthi bangene kwezokhetho lezi abanjengemnumzana ukuta kwashe makuwe we-Transform Zimbabwe kuzobuya ke uGodfrey Jenner we-Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe the masibamba kusile kulo Western Tom Winston Sakura Saruwaka ehe ngambona zani lichaye kuhle kuzobuya ke uBrian Shamu la uphakathi Shadrack Nyanga la uphakathi Onita Jenner ya kwanya manengi sibili abantu abakhonipana eHighfield school manje
toendawo kune vari kukwidza kukuwadzana kuwadzana is about 11 candidates contesting in that by-election Betty Nambu of ZANU-PF Jorlson Mugari of the ADP ADP being African Democratic Party we also have Michael Mandikonza of the FFP FFP which is Freedom Front Party we also have Peter Shinurai of FZC that's another party Free Zimbabwe Congress we also have Takudzwa Tabvurai of the National Constitutional Assembly then Jemelia Chuma of the PIMZ that's another party the Progressive and Innovative Movement of Zimbabwe and of course we also have Simon Musandu Transform Zimbabwe Boniface Gwishiri an independent candidate and Zanondega Endai Mugomeza also an independent candidate Gibbs
yeah kunjalo nje sizwa kuthiwa ke sesilo umuntu osecingweni lapha akuzwa utumbani kuthiwa kumbe ngumnumzana Moses Nkomo Fort Mr Moses Nkomo of Transform Zimbabwe he's in Glenview Mr Nkomo good evening and welcome to the program
Thank you very much.
Thank
Good
you
evening,
so much.
Everybody.
Good evening, sir.
Now, Mr. Nkomo, tell us about your preparations for these by-elections. Would you say you are ready and you are going to win this seat?
Yes, we are actually more than ready. We are very confident that we are going to win this seat. We have covered much ground. The terrain was uneven. There was separatism towards ZANU-PF, but the people are tired of ZANU-PF, and they are actually excited that the formidable opposition has arisen in the name of Transform Zimbabwe to fill in the big shoes that were vacated by the MDCT.
So you said there is the playing field is not even. And you are claiming that ZANU-PF is being favored. In what way?
ZANU-PF is being favored in numerous ways. For example, they're given an hour or news hour every day. We have not been given coverage in the national media. And also on the ground itself, they have been pulling down our posters and assaulting our members. We made reports, and the police have done absolutely nothing about that. So those are some of the incidences that we can point to, which indicate a very uneven playing field. The Zimbabwe Election Commission has indicated that they would take action against ZANU-PF for pulling down posters, but absolutely nothing has been done. We are confident against the odds that the will of the people cannot be subverted. It cannot be subjugated by conspiracies. And we believe we'll rewrite the history of the nation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkomo. And please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
But Mr. Nkomo, just before we go to the next person that is on the line here, I mean, here, let's be honest, there are about 5 independents in that constituency, and there are roughly about 4 opposition parties, and then ZANU-PF. Honestly, if you tell us that you believe that you're going to win that kind of an election, it may be some kind of wishful thinking, don't you think so?
Not at all. Mm. We have announced since the 16th of April. The so-called independent candidates are actually disgruntled ZANU-PF members. I can tell you that Donald
Chimatira.
He is a former ZANU-PF youth chairperson for Glenview South District. And he was expelled in the cleansing of the Mujuru faction and whatnot. Then Michael Chirandire is the losing candidate in the ZANU-PF primary elections. So those are facets of ZANU-PF. And they are going to divide the little support that ZANU-PF had on the ground. I can also tell you that ZANU-PF had approximately 767 voters for their primary elections. And given the absolute loyalty of that party, you can tell that their grassroots support is at a minimal. And there's a lot of disgruntlement. We've had some people from the ZANU-PF structures joining us and actually campaigning with us because they are disillusioned by the leadership of ZANU-PF. And the other opposition parties, they haven't covered much ground. They don't have a presence with the electorate. And we have emerged as the only formidable opposition that is prepared and promises to fill in the big void that the MDCT left.
So let's leave it at that at this moment and get to the other people that we have present.
We are being joined by Mr. Terence Mokope, who is representing ZANU-PF in Harare East. Mr. Mokope, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Mokope, tell us about your preparations for this by-election. Are you confident that you are going to win?
We're a party that's got a culture of delivering. We're a culture that's centered on delivering on the promises that are developmental issues. And I think in terms of the projects that we've got on the ground and what makes our party as strong as it is, we're confident that come 10th of June now we're going to be victorious.
You are talking about development in your constituency. What exactly, if you can be precise?
I think it's an open secret that most of the seats in Harare had basically fallen into the hands of the NDC for the past couple of years, whether it's 10 to 15 years. And what you've seen is that, like, in terms of social delivery, the infrastructure that makes up our great city of Harare had actually deteriorated. And I think what's clear is that the electorate has gotten disillusioned, and they're no longer happy with a situation where people are basically coming in and talking about all these big political words. What people want are basically legislators who are willing to get their hands dirty and to basically revamp the infrastructure, revamp the social system. And that's what we are basically doing. We're a party that doesn't believe in just talking, but like we're actually carrying out projects on the ground, be it, revitalizing our road networks, revitalizing our healthcare systems, the schools and everything. And mind you, this is all infrastructure and things that we're really put together by ZANU-PF for the most part. So we understand our people, we understand the infrastructure that's in place. And that's what we're doing. We've basically been revamping what people have failed to do for the past 15 years in our great city of Harare.
Thank you, Gibbs.
I think we've got another guest, and that is Ruramai Mosiiwa of the NCA party. Msiwa, good evening and welcome to the program.
In Chikanga, Dangamvura, that's in Manicaland.
Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. How's your campaign there?
The campaign is going pretty well. We have started almost 2 months now, campaigning. And the campaign has been going so well. Although we suffered some problems from some previous youth that were plucking off our prospects from the walls and trees. That's the major problem that we've had so far.
So you are coming into this election after performing really badly in the last by-elections. I still remember, most probably, the person who got the highest votes got about 79. And are you confident this time you get 80 votes?
Yes, very much confident. We have done our work, our homework, and we've done our preparations, we've done our campaigns, and the electorate knows us very well. Uh-huh. We have marketed our opportunity to the electorate, and we have also declared to the electorate that our movements are going to be in line with their anticipation. So we are so much confident.
Regai tidzokere kuna vankomo ve Transform Zimbabwe. Zvii zvamuri kuvimbisa vanhu vekuGlenview vakakusarudzai?
Isu zvatiri kuvimbisa vanhu vekuGlenview is, firstly, we recognize the talent, the hard work, the willpower that the people have. So our offering is entrepreneurial skills and talent development. And that canvasses three areas: business, sport, and the arts. Because the raw material that needs to be processed to come up with the final result is already there on the ground. The people have the talent, they have the willpower, they have the skills. So we're promising skills and talent development. We are promising environmental stewardship, which includes solid waste recycling, which includes sustainable utilization of resources. And we also promise a new culture of politics, a new kind of leadership, which is based on service. Our manifesto is people-driven, it's people-centered, and it's people-focused. So we want to engage with the electorate in Glenview to solve the issues that confront us on the ground on a daily basis. There are issues that are so basic and maybe rudimentary. For example, issues of orphans who cannot go to school, issues of widows, issues of disabled people. I've not heard a political party that makes a commitment to say we are going to make sure that we identify disabled people, disadvantaged people, and minister to them and address their needs on the ground. So we promise psychosocial support for the vulnerable members of the community. We also have a very specific gender and girl child development program. So those are the five things that we are promising to transform Zimbabwe. I heard my colleague to say they will revamp infrastructure. I can assure you, you will not be able to accomplish that in 2.5 years, because we know for sure that the coffers where the resources are supposed to come from are dry. But the kind of programs that we are offering focus on developing that which is already latent in human beings. While we are solving the bigger, the macro problems that has been created by maladministration of the ZANU-PF government over the past 35 years.
Let's bring in Mr. Mkupe to respond before we go to our caller. Mr. Mkupe, he's saying you can't deliver.
Yeah. You see, the difference between us and all these other guys, are talking about promises that they're making to people. You're free to come to my constituents. I'm talking of things that we've already done. If you go around the Chukurubi area, you'll actually see that we've graded the roads there. If you go into Mabuku Tafara, you'll see also the roads that we've also revamped. We've actually gone into places like Pangola Farms where we've already built blight toilets. And I'm talking of things that we've been able to achieve within the past 90 days. Tomorrow, if you go along Acturas Road, you'll actually see that the road is closed. We're resurfacing the road. So this issue of candidates promising things to people. Show people capacity first before you go into parliament. Show people what you're able to do. And don't make the excuse of saying that, like, you expect government to give you money, right? Show people your capacity. Show that you're a worker. Show that you're able to roll up your sleeve. I'm not going to waste time, using big words and talking about all these political ideologies. People are tired of that. People want delivery. People want people that, candidates that are able to show that they have capacity to deliver. And I'm not going to sit and talk about promises. I'm talking of things that we're already doing.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the June 10th by-elections. Of course, you heard earlier on, we talked to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission chairperson, Justice Rita Makarau, who says they are ready for the by-elections on Wednesday. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke sesilo baba osecingweni lapha ke ngubusiso osegoli. Busiso ungawutshona njani kuna ngapho ke egoli baba?
Ya ngiyaphila tu.
Yeah, banjani abantwana?
Ya hayi ba right.
Yeah, nantu ke ukhetho lukhona ngolwesithathu. Phosela ko baba.
Hayi mina ngidube nginokudaniswa nje yila maphathi okuthiwa kangenanga, hayi wona ajwayelekile abanjabo MTC bethi abangeni ngendaba zokuthi ifu kungalungisiswa. Lento yaqala 2008 kwaliwa kwabuya kwenza ukhetho lolo lidlulileyo, waye bengavelanga bavele bayeka. Njalo futhi ukungangeneli kwabo ekhethweni, abatsheleke abantu ukuthi abangeneli ekhethweni ngendlela zokuthi bafuna kuphi nakuphi kulungisiswe. Njalo ukungangeni kwabo ekhethweni kuzotshintshana. Wa manje vele khona manje mina sengiyasola vele la amanye amaphathi abo-MTC into zezanu vele lezi. Ngoba manje ukungangeni kwabo ekhethweni chaza ukuthini? Ukuthi kuzolunga izinto noma abaye ekhethweni izinto stili lokhu kazilungu. Bekungcono ngabahambile manje izanu izosigijimela. Ngoba la amanye amaphathi vele akukhulunywa ngawo, la ama-independent asiwazi, akunamuntu owaziyo. So vele okusalayo i-MTC sekubonakala nje ukuthi abantu bezanu PF. Nangokwenza kwabo, ukulwa kwabo khona lokhu kuchaza khona lokhu ukuthi vele ngabantu abasebenzelele amaphokethi abo. Ngabe bahambile bona ekhethweni, ngoba ukungayi kwabo ekhethweni akunanto abazoyitshintsha. Ngabe basho ukuthi ebantwini asiyanga ekhethweni, ukungayi kwethu kuzokuba kanje nakanje, kube bayachaza kahle manje. Akunasizathu sokuthi abayanga ekhethweni. Usho ukuthi vele thina nje silahliwe singabantu. Izalo PF iziwinele ukhetho, isiqhubekele ngokubusa kwayo nentando yakho, yikho ku-right phela.
So lapha singalisukhalala baba.
Hayi kunjalo vele, kanti bona uma besisho ukuthi abaye ekhethweni chaza ukuthi balahla abantu phela. Abatho ebantwini ukuthi right asiye ekhethweni, ungayi kwethu ekhethweni kuzotshintsha lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Manje still bona abaye ekhethweni kuyaqhubeka, kuyavotwa, kubalwa amavoti, iZanu PF iyaqhubeka iye ezikhundleni. Next time uma ngabe sebefuna izikhundla zabo, sekuvotelwa ama-presidential, sebesithi kabaye ekhethweni, bangayi ekhethweni kunjalo kabalungisise, sibone phela ukuthi ukungayi kwabo ekhethweni kuzolimaza kuphi izanu. Ngoba manje vele ungayi kwabo ekhethweni izanu ithi advantage futhi.
Siyawuza kakhulu-ke mnumzana Bosiso khona ngapho-ke eGoli. Ungalahli imbeleko ngokufelwa baba, sibongele kakhulu.
All right.
Yeah.
Ya ngusibusiso.
Yebo, Sibusiso, sibongile.
Yebo,
yes, sibongele kakhulu. So what Mr. Sibusiso is saying, he has almost given up. He says the problem is the MTC decided not to participate in these elections.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not even explaining why they did that,
mm-hmm.
and where the party is going, all the parties, mm-hmm. the MTC formations. So he says maybe they were playing to ZANU-PF's, kind of whims.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, they most probably come back, mm-hmm. not towards the presidential election, mm-hmm. and say, we are going to the elections. Mm-hmm. So he says he's totally confused. He mm-hmm. doesn't know what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Very disgruntled there.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mr. Musiwa in Chikanga there. Mr. Musiwa, what are you promising the people of Dangamvura Chikanga?
We are promising the people of Dangamvura Chikanga to be the voice of the voiceless.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to represent articulating their grievances, for example, equality.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at the problems that are being faced by the people of Dangamvura Chikanga. Look at the city of Mutare.
Mm-hmm.
The people, the workers there have been working since last year, more than a year, almost 1.5 years. They are not being paid.
Mm-hmm.
So we are saying this is modern day slavery. Mm-hmm. Why is it that these people are not being paid?
Mm-hmm.
If the local authority has got no money, why is it that the poor pastors is getting paid?
Mm-hmm.
So we are saying it's the NCA, we are concerned about that, and that should be redressed.
Mm-hmm.
We are also saying if the local authority is burdened, if it is bankrupt, why is it that the central government, through the Minister of Local Government, Mr. Chombo, why are they not giving the local authority resources, especially from the diamonds that we are having as the capital city of Namibaland,
mm-hmm.
to fund this local authority, to revitalize it and to bring it back on its feet so that it caters for the city of Mutare.
Mm-hmm.
We are also talking about reconstruction. We've got a shortage of water, we've got potholes, gullies in our roads, dangers, people of potholes. We are also facing a lot of problems such as unemployment. Our youth are just idle in our streets. They are not working, our fathers are not working, industries have been shut down,
mm-hmm.
and yet we have the capacity to resuscitate these industries from the minerals that we have. What are they being resuscitated? So we are saying, as the NCA, we are there to put a lot of pressure so that these things are catered for.
Mm-hmm.
We are also talking about reconstructionism.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the thing that is actually forgotten by the government. So as the NCA, we are there to stand for the people of Dangamvura Chikanga constituents.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's what we can say for now.
Thank you so much. And we have a challenge, Gibbs, for Mr. Mukupe here from someone in Caledonia who is writing that on WhatsApp, three reasons why Mukupe will lose in Harare East, especially Caledonia. Number one, you promised electricity by 10 June in Caledonia. What's the date today? Not even a single gum tree or pole. Number two, you expect us to vote for you over a cup of parboiled rice per household. No, we want lasting solutions. Number three, grading of one road Gushkapa Gazebo against a promise to refurbish all roads in Caledonia. Forget. Mr. Mukupe, can you respond to this voter here?
This is someone who is definitely hallucinating,
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I think what, again, here is something that basically separates the men from the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm actually happy that he's actually conceding that as we speak right now, mm-hmm. I've actually delivered on my election promise that, mm-hmm. like, you have a situation where you need to educate people.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, people have to understand that it's the role of the city fathers to take care of the infrastructure in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the role of government.
Mm-hmm.
So what you end up finding is that, like, individuals like ourselves, mm-hmm. we end up seeing that, like, the city fathers who had come from the NDC formation had basically let people down, and they'd basically not done anything in as far as revitalizing the roads. As we speak right now, I think my brother to say that tomorrow,
Mr. Mukupe,
around Caledonia,
Mr. Mukupe,
you'll actually see that.
Mr. Mukupe, please stay on the line.
Caledonia.
Mr. Mukupe, please stay on the line. We'll be back with you shortly. We just want to take a short break. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, stay tuned. I think we've got a guy on the line. Mongameli, ubambe kona phucingo siyabuya kuwe. Stay tuned.